President Xi Jinping's calling for stronger international cooperation against the COVID-19 pandemic. He made the remarks in separate phone calls with his Brazilian and Kazakh counterparts. The Chinese president says his country stands ready to provide Brazil with more assistance and help in containing the global spread of the virus. He's also expressing China's willingness to work with Kazakhstan to safeguard global public health security and vows further support and assistance. The Chinese president's also speaking highly of the support Kazakhstan offered China in its fight against COVID-19. The Chinese government's again calling on individuals in the United States to refrain from linking the novel coronavirus with China or its cities. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gang Shuang made the remarks as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to use the term Wuhan virus on social media.
We hope that some American individuals can understand that using the terms of Chinese virus or Wuhan virus to mislead the public and shift responsibilities to others will neither help the U.S. overcome the challenge of the COVID-19 pandemic nor help the international cooperation against the outbreak.
The spokesperson adds that there are lots of voices in the U.S. expressing opposition to the use of Chinese virus, which they say advocates racism and xenophobia. The UN chief has asked the group of 20 nations, the largest economies in the world, to assume leadership in the global fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Antonio Guterres is asking the G20 to coordinate action to curb the virus, to mitigate the social and economic impacts of the pandemic, and to ensure that the global economy will recover in a sustainable way. The UN Secretary General says G20 leaders have an extraordinary opportunity to step forward with a strong response package to address the various threats of COVID-19. A virtual G20 summit is to be held on Thursday. Johns Hopkins University says the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide has topped 400,000 with over 18,000 deaths. Outside China, countries that have reported over 10,000 cases include Italy, the United States, Spain, Germany, Iran, and France. Italy suffered the most deaths from the disease at more than 6,800. The university says it took around 3 days for the total number to jump from 300,000 to 400,000. Over 160 countries and regions have reported COVID-19 cases so far. 1,100 deaths from coronavirus have been reported in France, making France the fifth country to cross the 1,000 fatalities threshold. Health Agency Director Jerome Solomon says the number of infections is more than 22,000, a 12% jump in 24 hours.
Nous avons ce soir 22,300 cas.
Tonight we have 22,300 cases confirmed by public testing. A second source is hospital data that we observe each day. Today we have 10,176 people hospitalized for the coronavirus disease.
Solomon says over 2,500 people were in serious condition needing life support, up by 21% from Monday. 8,000 hospital beds have been equipped with ventilators. Three sailors are being removed from a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier after testing positive for the coronavirus. Authorities say the sailors tested positive aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt at sea in Asia. Admiral Michael Gildate is Chief of Naval Operations.
We're doing the best we can. The commander of the ship right now is doing the best he can to isolate those known persons that came in contact with those three people. We're helping him through that as best we can. We are not in a position right now to say that we have to pull that ship in or to take that ship off the front line.
Admiral Gilday says they have testing capabilities aboard the ship, and everyone that came in contact with the three infected sailors will be tested. The aircraft carrier last made a port of call 15 days ago in Vietnam. However, Gilday says they do not know if the three cases are linked to that visit. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games have officially been postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the decision was made after a conference call with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. The Games, due to begin on July 24th, will now take place no later than summer 2021.